B-Pod Studios.
Bob Nightingale, who is a great, great, great baseball man, and he has the Phillies getting either or both Harper and Machado. What do you say, Bobby Boy?
No way. How about yourself, Anthony?
Good, 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 good. So, you know, we have the whole Delaware Valley following you. You know that.
We got requests for him to come on today, by the way, via Twitter.
You're a superstar. You know, I mean.
Well, the good thing about Bob is that Bob is invested like a fan. He's reporting from a non-emotional standpoint, which I love.
Correct. It used to be that the only requests he got were from bartenders all throughout the cities, baseball cities.
Bob's a good tipper.
But, you know, now it's all the fans as well. So, well, what's the latest, brother, that you're hearing?
Well, the meeting with Harper and the Philly staff, including John Milton, went very, very well. He kind of blew them away. I think they were kind of gun-shy. The Phillies were. Okay, is this guy serious? But tell you what, I mean, of all the talk with Harper, Machado, how great they are, how young they are, there's only a few teams involved. White Sox being one of them. I think the White Sox would prefer that Harper signs with the Phillies. That way Machado can kind of drop in their lap. Over the weekend, I keep hearing that the Nationals are not involved. Not that they can't change their mind, but they only spent $190 million once Harper turned them down. So I don't think that offer is still there.
Bob, when you look at the situation right now with Harper and Machado, how would it play out? What's the mechanic, or how does it play out for the Phillies to land both of them, alluding to your tweet where you said one will be here on opening day, perhaps both?
Well, I think they're just going to wait for them to fall in their price tag. And the way the Phillies could play it is, hey, if you don't take our money, the other guy will. And they're going to get one of them. Then once they sign one, I keep hearing they're going to, keep on moving. Say they sign Harper. I don't know whether they get Machado too, but I know they're not stopping. Dallas Keuchel certainly in their thoughts. And so is Craig Kimbrell. A lot of executives think, they're not just going for one guy here. They're going for two or three.
Wow. Really?
They would love to have another starter. And,
they've even thought a starter.
Yeah, and Keuchel's a guy, great, great teammate. He doesn't throw, 95 or anything like that. But he knows how to pitch. And going from the American League to the National League, big advantage for pitchers.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be, even better.
Yeah, the only thing I'm a little worried about, see, they need a lefty, as you know. The only thing with Keuchel is that, there are moments when he's around the strike zone, he'll get lit up,
Yeah, he can be. He didn't have a strong season last year. He's had him in the past. But he's absolutely beloved in that Astro clubhouse.
Yeah.
I mean, young guys, the guys like Garrett Cole say, hey, I wouldn't have done this without Keuchel.
Bob Nightingale joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline, covers Major League Baseball for USA Today. Bob, we're seeing some reports now that Mike Trout in a couple of years is not as keen on signing in Anaheim and that he would also be a target of the Phillies. Does that have any effect on this offseason for the Phils?
Well, no effect at all, because you don't know. I think he's very comfortable there, and I think he likes going low key. If he comes to Philadelphia, hey, it's tough to play in front of your hometown fans and everything else. You got, all your buddies coming out wanting tickets. I think he likes, flying under the radar. So, the Angels, of course, love him. He loves playing there. So I'd be surprised if he becomes a free agent. I really would. I think he ends up signing extension with the Angels.
Wow. Interesting. So, all right, if the Phillies, what are the odds you think that they could get both? Like, how does it play out where they get Harper and Machado?
Well, I think, the trouble is, they both want to get paid more than the other guy.
Right.
It's almost like you'd have to do it simultaneously. So, almost have an agreed to a little bit like last year with the Brewers. When they end up trading for, Yelich and getting Lorenzo Cain at the same time, it just happened to both fall at once. So I still think it's possible. I know Phillies try to downplay that, but John Middleton, he's the one calling the shots. He's running the checks. And so I think, if they get one, if they don't get the other guy, they're certainly going to go keep going, whether it's a Keuchel, a Kimbrell, or both. But I'd be stunned if they just stop at one guy.
So Kimbrel, how would Kimbrel fit with already Robertson and Sir Anthony? That'd be interesting.
I think with the price tag dropping them, I don't think that was originally in their thoughts. But hey, if you know the Red Sox have come out and said, hey, we're not going to have big expansions for bullpen. The Braves said they don't want to spend that kind of money. So it might be one of those things where you throw the money out and see if he takes it. As long as you make your bullpen that much better. You know, the Yankees have had, you know, 3-4 closers in the bullpen.
Yeah.
So, you know, why not the Phillies? And Robertson, you know, he doesn't care. He can do, you know, either job.
Bob, when you look at this situation, it's day 75 now of the Harper Machado sweepstakes. And you're mentioning Keuchel, and there's a lot of other players. The trickle-down effect of neither of these guys signing or who misses out on them and then goes after a guy is pretty pronounced at this point. Do you ever recall seeing, A, two guys on the market of this magnitude and it dragging out like this?
I'm surprised more teams aren't involved, you know, like the Dodgers, the Cubs. It's kind of stunned, actually, the Yankees, you know, weren't involved in Machado. I thought he was the perfect fit there. So, yeah, I mean, a nightmare for free agents. And, you know, glory days for the teams, only having a couple of teams involved like this. So the Phillies are very confident they'll offer more for either, you know, Harper, Machado than the White Sox. That's why I think the White Sox realistically think, hey, we have a much better chance at Machado than Harper.
And the other thing, Bob, too, is this good for baseball that it drags out like this? The other sports, you know, when you get to free agency, it's a frenzy.
It's compact.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's at least it's in the news all the time. You know, just like the Heisman Trophy kid, Kyler Murray. I mean, the fact that he's still strongly considering baseball, you know, doesn't look like likely. You know, they love that publicity. But you're right. And the one thing it does hurt is the season ticket sales. You know, say
yeah, great market. Point. Yeah,
a lot of people have already spent their money. You know, it's like, wait a minute now. You know, I don't have that money anymore to invest. $1,000 or so for season tickets. So that part, I mean, I think the teams like to get it done early just for that purpose.
Hey, just on another note, Bobby, and we're talking to Bob Nightingale, USA Today baseball writer. What do you think of Gabe? Do you think Gabe Kapler will succeed here with the, you know, the managing with the iPad live in the dugout? What's your take on Gabe?
Yeah, I just don't know. I mean, obviously they collapse down the stretch. You know, sometimes that's the manager, sometimes it's just a bad vibe in the clubhouse. I do think they wanted to change some kind of mentality in that clubhouse. I think that's why Andrew McCutchen is there. McCutchen, not the same guy, of course, who was in Pittsburgh, but a fabulous clubhouse leader. And that's when, you know, talk about, you know, Keuchel sort of thing. So, yeah, just the jury is out. I mean, how many of these guys win manager of the year, you know, rookie year, second year, mm-hmm. and they're fired a year later? You know, like a Matt Williams, you know, Paul Molitor was fired a year after winning manager of the year. See, just too early to tell. Now, I will say, you know, I mean, obviously, it puts a pressure on if you send a guy like Harper, you know, and don't make the playoffs, all of a sudden, a whole lot more scrutiny.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bob, Anthony pondered a question a few minutes before you came on. About fans flocking to the ballpark. The Phillies averaged about 20, I think, 4,000 last year, and we know that they had the 257-game sellout streak back in 2009 for a couple of years. But does the addition of Harper just bring fans back into the seats, or is it the game right now that needs changes to really capture a fan base once again, or is it just winning?
I mean, winning's the big thing. You're absolutely right, but the... I think there's just a handful of guys in baseball that sells tickets. And I really believe Harper's one of those guys. I mean, he's kind of that polarizing guy where he's, you know, cheered or booed every time he comes up, you know, depending what city you're in. He kind of reminds a little bit of, you know, of a young Reggie Jackson.
Yeah.
Just, you know,
yeah,
Reggie would get that kind of attention, you know. Canseco would get that kind of attention. And certainly marketing-wise and
Bonds.
You know, for marketing reasons, stuff like that, it puts Phillies more on the map, having a superstar player like that.
All right, last question, Bobby. Does the game need an overhaul fix? Whether it's...
Well, I think it needs a young energy. I mean, whether, you know, I think a pitch clock would help. I think if you're going to do that, that might speed up the game a little bit. But, yeah, we're not seeing much action. You know, just the home runs and strikeouts. That's why it was fun, you know, last year watching the Boston Red Sox. Young, athletic team, you know, chase down balls in the outfield. So, you know, I don't like the shifts. I think the shifts rob, what we can see in the field as far as athleticism. I mean, if shifts took place in the days of Ozzie Smith, we would never know that Ozzie, you know, had that kind of range because it'd be guys staying 3 feet from him. So, yeah, it's not the same. And I hope it changes back at some point here.
How about the schedule? Would you lop off some games and maybe change the, like, to me, the best part of the game is the playoffs. And I would want to expand the playoffs.
Hanging on every pitch, right?
And reduce the regular season. To me, it's a no-brainer to do that.
And they talked about that, but the owners, you know, say, okay, you're going to go back to 154. But the owners don't want to, you know, give up that money, and the players don't want to give up that money. So I don't think it's going anywhere because no one wants to, you know, the TV, you know, all the TV.
But can't they make it back in the with an extra tier of playoffs?
Extended postseason?
Oh, you could. You definitely could. But now, you know, well, TV wants some money back. Say, wait a minute now. If your team doesn't make the playoffs, we're giving you as much money.
Yeah.
We could televise eight fewer games.
Right. I mean, you have to share the playoffs.
It all comes down to money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, more teams get in, too, so you get a better chance.
Yeah, they share the playoff TV money.
Yeah, but you're lopping off 40 games for a lot of cities of meaningless baseball playing out the string. So it's an interesting equation. Hey, Bob, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for doing this, and we'll be following you on Twitter because this is certainly intriguing, if nothing else.
Great work, brother.
I need the Phillies to get good again so I can get the Philadelphia more often.
Buddy. That's it. I got you covered. You know that.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, sounds good.
There
see
he
guys.
Is.
Thank you.
Bob Nightingale.
He's a nice guy. Yeah.
Well, the reason we have him on all the time, and he's been all over the story, is he's not invested. He's a national reporter, so he's got no skin in the game, per se, and he's just reporting.
He used to work for the LA Times.
Did he?
Back in, you know, when I was, he was a dot covered the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm. There was a player last year, and I'll find out, I'll remember who it was during the break, who said, I would take less money as a Major League Baseball player if they eliminated games. Now, I imagine not every guy's going to be in that. Some players need every cent that they get paid because they're not getting paid like a superstar. And then there's other players who have so much money, it's like,
I just think in this, with that sport, you got to
get imaginative.
You do. What it lacks is urgency.
Mm-hmm.
See, years ago, it was a perfect sport for the 40s and the 50s and the 60s. And then even the 70s at some point. But then as we change, as our society changes, it ceases to become about the elongated story.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other part, too, is you look at what HD TV has done, where it makes football even better, right?
Well,
and all the angles.
Yeah, I mean, football's completely, you know, football is...
But HD hasn't helped baseball tremendously. Baseball is always a great radio sport, too.
Yeah, but right, because it, the urgency and a sport mattering, that's the biggest problem, is it doesn't matter, it doesn't have urgency. We need stuff on the line.
It's lost its foothold.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, it is time to bring the heat. And you hit the phone number, 610-771-9751. Leave your messages. Andrew finds the best of the best. So let's get right to the business and see what come in over the past 24 hours.
So I'm sitting there after the Eagles lost, and my girlfriend comes up to me. She goes, why are you so down? It's not like you play for them. It's not like you, you know, lost any money on the game. And I looked at her, and I couldn't exactly explain why. Being an Eagles fan is just something you feel. And this entire week, I'm going to be miserable. And I can't exactly explain why, because I'll never meet any of these guys. But it's something I was born with. It's something that will always be in me.
Yes. Amen.
I like that.
Amen. Amen. I mean, they're not going to understand. Don't even waste your breath.
Yeah,
right? Like if they don't understand, and it could be anybody. It could be, you know, any significant other, man or woman. Or you're an Eagle fan, because there's plenty of women who get it. You're an Eagle fan, you understand it.
Well, because you're never going to be able to convince somebody of the emotional level of it.
No.
That's
the emotional investment.
Yeah.
Which in many ways is more...
than the financial.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
If you look at what Andy Reid did here with time management, choking big playoff games, never winning the big game, and then nasty after every game to the media and the fans with his press conferences. Time short. Andy, I hope you get blown out someday by Bill Belichick again. Okay? Okay.
Wow. The OK guy backing the Patriots this weekend and hoping for a blowout.
He wasn't nasty to people. Come on, man. First of all, he won a lot of games. Yeah, whether time management, did he lose big games? Yeah, he did, and so did five. So, you know, ultimately, you don't have the Super Bowl if he doesn't draft Nick Foles and if you don't get Doug Peterson who came from his trade. There's a lot of his fingerprints all over it.
Well, people think that he was nasty to the media, but that was just his way of being so rigid in that forum.
He wasn't nasty.
No, behind the scenes, he was a funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
A really nice man. But people
like, here's the thing. I'm not saying you got to root for him.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. To me, you root from the other three teams. Like, why would you root for Belichick? Like, that makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
Why would you root for Sean Payton?
As you say.
You know, you got Belichick. Right. and then Sean Payton is the Grinch.
Yeah. Whoville. Mayor of Whoville.
And then you get the Rams. Like, why would you want to root for the Rams? L.A., Glitz, Sean McVay.
Yeah, the young coach.
You know,
genius.
Handsome dude. You know, you're like, whatever, dude.
I found a quote from, I'm trying to find this quote that you keep talking about. From Popovich on analytics.
I don't know if it's Popovich.
Yeah, I'm trying to dig it up.
I heard it. I struggled with it yesterday. I just know the saying that if you know your team well enough, and you should as a head coach,
it should match it.
That you don't need analytics. In other words, your conclusion should be the same that the numbers come up with.
Well, here's what he said. He goes, I look at the analytics. Some of it is very worthwhile. Some of it is superfluous. Poppycock.
Yeah.
I love Pop. He's always a great interview, right?
He is.
Bit terrific. Of a bully, but that's all right.
He's not a bully.
He's just a wise ass?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that.
The new hate the face Eli Manning is going to be Jared Goff. The new Whoville of the Whos is going to be Sean McVay. Our future is going against hate the face Jared Goff with his dumb Eli Manning face and Sean McVay, who looks like freaking Mini-Me Big Bird. That's who we're going up against.
Goff's not a hate-the-face guy to me.
I don't like Goff.
Like a bubblehead. He seems like kind of like a
He's kind of a hate-the-face
half-wit.
For me.
You got a hate-the-face for him already?
Yeah, he's a California.
Yeah, he's like
a Cali bro.
Look up quarterback and he kind of looks the part, right?
Nah, he's got spindly legs.
What, he needs a bigger quad? Maybe a little calf?
To me, look up, you know, Carson's a quarterback.
Yeah, who are the other, like, poster child quarterback? Like, Aikman was that guy out of UCLA.
Yeah.
You know.
Goff's not that guy, but, I mean, seriously, you know, Brady's tall and, you know, you got to be
Cavalier.
You got to have a shoulders.
Stoic.
I mean, Goff's thin.
Yeah, at this point, he's going to maybe fill out a little bit.
He's got round shoulders and...
Well, Roethlisberger's a big, like,
old-school-type
quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
The big bear back there.
Right.
What's next?
VG, I feel you, bro. Go Pats. I love Andy Reid, but I don't love him more than Carson Wentz. And I don't want none of those young QBs getting in the ring before Carson. Mahomes, Goff, Watson, screw them all. Go Birds.
So you'd rather... So is he saying he'd rather have Breeze win it because he's a sage veteran or he has a ring?
Same Brady. He wants Brady to win it.
Nah, see, I can't.
I'm a big Mahomes fan. I love Mahomes.
He's fun to watch. Dynamic player.
No, I love it. He's an arm. He's got a whip.
He does have the whip. Not like the Coy Detmer whip.
Nah.
That's a different kind of whip.
Nah, I'm stone rooting Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm rooting Chiefs for numerous reasons.
Yeah, I'm rooting Chiefs as well. I'd like to see Andy get a Super Bowl.
I love like watching the great Mahomes just throw around, man.
Mm-hmm.
That dude, you're a baseball player. He's got a great father, you know, he's got a great arm.
Good lineage, right?
Hey, yo, how about TJ McConnell draining the shot and then slapping dude on the ass?
Yeah,
get excited.
Yeah.
Touchdown. That was friendship awesome. It's a better one.
That was awesome. Dario.
Can we play the music?
Go ahead.
Do you have the Dario music? Who was it again? Marauder?
Giorgio Marauder, yeah.
Giorgio, that sounds like a cologne. Now, did you have this music in your head last night as you saw Dario take the floor?
Yeah, I did.
And you're just thinking,
God. I'm thinking he would be a perfect fit.
Can we slap a Sixer jersey back on Dario?
I think he would be a perfect fit to get him back.
He's wearing the number 36, too. I didn't like that.
That don't look right.
It's a weird number.
36 is a terrible number.
It's not a good basketball number.
It's a bad number. You know, anything over 30, I think George McGinnis was 30.
You don't like anything in that sport in particular. You don't like anything over 30. You like the single digit in hoops? The single digit in hoops is probably the best. That carries the single digit.
There's only one number in basketball.
Six?
23.
Oh, okay. You worship at the altar of MJ.
Oh, you got like six?
I love six. Doc was six.
Yeah.
Big, huge
six. Cheeks was about 32?
10.
Oh, that's right.
Billy Cunningham sagging in a raft is 32.
And Charles was 34?
34.
And Charles wore a different a good number 1 year.
34 is a good number for a thick power forward. Like, if you're going to be a power forward, but a thick power forward.
Like Kevin Willis?
In the 30s and 40s.
Like Kevin Willis in his Hawks days?
He was 41.
Yeah. Well, Mahorn was 44, right?
Pump and bump.
Yep. What's next?
Question, fellas. What had you more despondent? When the Eagles lost on Sunday, or when Carson Wentz got injured last season against the Rams?
What was more despondent?
Well, when Carson went down, because at that point, I thought everything was dashed. But, you know, I'm pretty down, man. The season's over. I'm bummed. Like, this is finality.
Yeah, we're in day three of the mourning stage.
You know, I mean, this is going to last.
It's really going to hit you hard on Sunday, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
That's when it's going to hit you in the gut.
Even now, I don't even know what day it was today.
Yeah, now maybe the Falcons.
I said good morning today. I was like, happy, I don't even know what day it is. Tuesday?
You said happy Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, if Alshon's at a Sixers game on Sunday, does he get the cheers because Eagle fans are going, we should have been playing today?
Yes.
Maybe that's a different story.
Yeah.
He got the cheers last night.
Yes.
But maybe on Sunday he wouldn't get them because you're going, man, 6-4, or I guess that game's at, what, 3-something?
Yeah, yeah.
The NFC game. You're going, oh, man, we should have been priming up for a game.
Correct.
Ugh. It's a loss.
Huge loss.
Excuse me? I know I didn't just hear Anthony say, I'm in on that, in reference to the Sixers game on Saturday, implying that he wouldn't be in on certain Sixers games.
Well, we were talking about an
For clarification, in case other people thought that this way yesterday. Yesterday, we were talking about how there was nothing to do this weekend because there's no football, no leading into the football. And I said, there's a Sixers game Saturday. You said, yeah, I'm in on that. He thought you were like only watching that Sixers game because it's Saturday at 3:30.
And there's no football across the board because there's no
NFL. The guy was just confused. No, we were just talking about what's going on.
It's
to clarify,
game.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, I watch every game.
Yeah, you'll be strapped in tomorrow night at 7.
I'm a loser. I watch all those games.
Well, you're a sportsman. The Indiana game tomorrow night, Saturday, OKC. Monday, next Monday, the Houston Rockets.
The OK guy needs to do an OKC rant.
An OKC.
Okay.
OKC. Yeah.
I want to hear him do that.
I woke up super depressed today. I'm sick. Eagles lost. I'm sick to my stomach. John Middleton, Matt Klentak, please lift the city up today or tomorrow or this week. Lift Philadelphia up.
Yes.
See, I saw a lot, and Andrew mentioned it. We saw a lot of that after the Eagles lost. Okay, Phillies, you're up. Bail us out here. Save the weekend. Announce the Harper signing.
You know, the problem is that I know the Phillies would love it.
They're waiting on him.
Yeah.
75 days waiting. Harper Machado available. Waiting. All these other guys.
The free agency is all held hostage.
It is right now. Those two are holding it.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing about it, the biggest name to go is Corbin.
And the Phillies were in.
That's because he's a pitcher.
But then he ends up with the Nats.
Yeah, but those guys are going to set the market for position players.
Yeah, and it's going to determine where other players go because it depends who misses out. What's the first shoe to drop? Is it Machado or is it Harper?
I think it's going to be Machado.
You do?
And then I think Philly sign Harper.
So Machado ends up elsewhere. But if the Phillies sign Harper, then maybe Machado is still in play. Because John Middleton goes, this is what we paid Harper. Let's look at the, let me look at my spreadsheet here. I can throw him 200 mil over 8 years. Manny, you interested? I'm in, brother. Boom. Harper and Machado on opening day.
Be outrageous.
26,000 people at the ballpark.
Be outrageous.
Sold out opening day.
It would have to be sold out.
Opening day, sir.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, like...
In perpetuity?
Yeah, I would think.
You think? I don't know, man.
I asked the question earlier. Yeah.
You've been pondering it, and so have I. I'm not sure.
They'll sell out. Opening day?
Opening day they will, yeah.
No,
I'm talking about a Tuesday
You know
June.
What's going to happen? They'll sell out the first week, and then when it's too cold, nobody's going to want to go back. But then once it's like middle of May, that's when the sellouts
start
happening.
Could be exciting though, man. Look at this. Phillies baseball. Machado.
Five game lead over the Braves in the NL East.
Harper. Bryce. Now batting for the Phillies. Bryce.
Wonder what his walk-up music will be. You got to come up with a walk-up song for him. I don't know what he used in Washington.
Mm.
Hey, Andrew and Jason, I'm 100% serious here. I was once at a thing where a psychiatrist or psychologist was talking, and they mentioned that if you know somebody that can go outside when it's like 0 degrees out and they're comfortable wearing like t-shirt and shorts, good chance they're schizophrenic. So if you guys are hearing voices all these years, I suggest you check yourself before you wreck yourself.
All right. Well.
Wow. Do you hear voices?
No. I like to think that I'm, have all my faculties
did
in order.
Did you do that today again? You went out in your t-shirt?
Of course, every morning.
So you walk out with just a t-shirt on.
And yeah, like jeans or pants or sweatpants, whatever I'm wearing, yeah. Before I go back in and put the sweatshirt and the jacket on for the day.
How long are you out for?
10 minutes.
You just take a walk?
Yeah, just stroll around with the dog, let her take care of business. Yeah, especially on a day like today because I got a Flyers game tonight. So I'm not going to be home till late. And the old lady seems to have an aversion to when the dog has to do number two. For some reason, she can't have the dog do number two, which I think is baloney, because she doesn't want to pick it up. So,
dog's more comfortable with you.
You're the poop whisperer.
Yeah, I'm the poopsman. Got to pick it up, but to put the hand in the bag. Got a little disposable doggy bags.
Yeah,
yeah,
picked up my share. Yeah,
yeah, nothing fun about it.
Anthony, it's Howie. Howie Roseman. Our season's ended, but mine has just begun. And you know, I'm going to fill them holes. And you know why I am? Because I can.
You can't play that music for a Howie impersonation.
It was awesome. It was great.
No,
yes.
Oh, you can't do
that's
that.
That's why he did it.
He's bastardizing
hyperbole.
It. Yeah, he's bastardizing
Anthony. It's Howie. Howie Roseman.
It's a violation.
Oh, it's not? It's, yeah. But he's meant to do that.
I can't see Howie on the planes.
That's why he did it like that.
I know. It's no good, though.
That's why
I think
it's
a swing and a miss.
He does everything like Nick Foles of The Revenant.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.